Here comes some random reminiscing about a year from our youth. If you're a boomer, you were somewhere between 8 and 26. Ready?
Let's peek inside the mind of a boomer. This is Boomer Randomness, a podcast dedicated to the baby boom generation, with random observations about boomer life from boomers, including topics like music, movies, memories, marriage and divorce, retirement, bucket lists, kids and grandkids, travel, and a whole lot more. Here's your boomer host, Bernie Lucas.
In this episode, we're climbing into the Boomer Randomness time machine with the dials set to 1972. Let's start this journey with music. Music is the soundtrack of our lives, and the music we loved in our high school and college years usually sticks with us for the rest of our lives. The boomer era is filled with plenty of transitional years in music, and mid-boomers were in life transitions during 1972. There was good music in 72, and some very weird music. AM radio was still king, and top 40 radio stations played everything. A list of the hottest songs that year backs up that claim. Near the top, Roberta Flack, "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face."
The first time ever I saw your face.
That song won Grammys for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Gilbert O'Sullivan's "Alone Again, Naturally." The epic "American Pie" by Don McLean.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old
a very rare seven-minute song for AM radio.
Singing, this'll be the day that I die.
"Without You" by Harry Nilsson. And "Candyman" by Sammy Davis Jr.
The Candyman.
I read somewhere that he hated that song, but it is probably his most well-known hit. R&B was big in 72.
What they do, they smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
The top 100 songs that year include some great rock hits, like "Layla" from Derek and the Dominoes, "Black and White" from Three Dog Night, Chicago's "Saturday in the Park," Neil Young, "Heart of Gold," "Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress" from the Hollies. "Rocket Man," Elton John. "The Moody Blues," "Nights in White Satin." "America," "A Horse with No Name." I still don't understand that song, but it's nice to listen to, right? Takes you back to a year. There were a few folky hits, like Cat Stevens' "Morning Has Broken," and Arlo Guthrie, "City of New Orleans."
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail.
Michael Jackson, Neil Diamond, Donny Osmond, and Wayne Newton had hits. Even Elvis had a hit in 72.
I'm just a
But who could forget this classic from 1972?
Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
This is the Boomer Randomness Podcast.
So we're doing a little reminiscing from 1972. What was going on that year? The U.S. Congress votes to send the proposed Equal Rights Amendment to the states for ratification. The first Boston Marathon, in which women are officially allowed to compete, happened that year. The first Popeye's restaurant opens in Araby, Louisiana, a New Orleans suburb. 72 was the year of the Watergate scandal. Also the year HBO begins. At that time, called Home Box Office. Richard Nixon, re-elected president, wins by a landslide, 47 million to 29 million votes. The last U.S. ground troops are withdrawn from Vietnam. That's what this thing says. I don't know if that was the case, because I was in the Army at that time. I didn't have to go to Vietnam, But there were certainly still a lot of people there, troops there. Anyway, other major events in 1972, terrorists murder 11 people at the Olympic Games. It's interesting that it was 11 Israelis are killed by Palestinian terrorists. History repeating itself, maybe? Britain takes direct control of Northern Ireland. Richard Nixon visits China. Congressman Ford is sworn in as vice president. Winners in sports in 1972, the NBA champs, Los Angeles Lakers. They beat the New York Knicks 4-1. NCAA football champs, USC, with an undefeated record. Super Bowl VI, Dallas Cowboys versus Miami Dolphins. Cowboys won that one. In the World Series, the Oakland A's versus Cincinnati Reds. Movies in 1972, The Godfather.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Fiddler on the Roof. Diamonds Are Forever. What's Up, Doc? Dirty Harry.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Last Picture Show. A Clockwork Orange. Cabaret. The Hospital. I don't remember that one, do you? And Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex. That's back when Woody Allen was funny. Most popular TV shows of 72. All in the Family, number one.
Edith, I told you.
I mean, Sunday is a day of peace and rest, and you eat a nice brunch.
Edith, will you stifle?
Archie, we're all hungry.
Will you stifle? Don't touch me.
Sanford and Son, Hawaii 5-0.
Book 'em, Dano.
Maud, Bridget Loves Bernie. Interesting. The NBC Sunday Mystery Movie. The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Gunsmoke, The Wonderful World of Disney. Ironside, and MASH starts its long TV run in 72. Do you ever watch the news? Remember when there were like, what, three channels with nightly news? NBC had David Brinkley, John Chancellor, and Frank McGee. CBS had Walter Cronkite.
And that's the way it is.
So what did stuff cost in 1972? Some things were more expensive than they are now. Hewlett-Packard introduced the first handheld scientific calculator that year. $395, which would be $2,775 in today's dollars for a calculator. And nobody uses those anymore anyway. It's on your phone. And speaking of phones, cell phones didn't exist yet. You had to rent your landline from AT&T, and long-distance calls cost extra. Most things that year were cheaper, however. A gallon of regular gas cost about 36 cents in 1972. Actually, when I was in the Army, I was in San Antonio, Texas, it was more like 27 or 26 cents a gallon, except right around military paydays, first couple of days, it went up to about 36, and then it would come back down again. A Ford Pinto sold for $1,860, but for $2,500, you could get a brand new Ford Mustang. Today, a new Mustang will set you back anywhere from $29,000 to $58,000. Movie tickets in 1972, $1.75. The cost of a new home, $30,000. Median household income, just under $10,000. So let's wrap up this visit in the time machine with some celebrity births in 1972. Dwayne Johnson, Ben Affleck, Jenny Garth, Shaquille O'Neal, Jennifer Garner, Cameron Diaz, Gwyneth Paltrow. Noteworthy people that died in 72, Harry Truman, Dan Blocker, remember him from Bonanza? He was Hoss. Roberto Clemente, Mahalia Jackson, Adam Clayton Powell, Walter Winchell, Dave Seville, the guy that did the Chipmunks.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin!
So that's a look at 1972. How much of that do you remember? Are you surprised that any of that happened in 1972?
Here's what's coming up on Boomer Randomness.
I post new episodes on Tuesdays, working on some profiles of interesting boomers. Thanks, as always, for listening, and tell your friends.
Learn more about Boomer Life and sign up for episode updates at BoomerRandomness.com. And check us out on the Boomer Randomness Facebook. Okay, Boomer, thanks for listening. And tell everyone you know about Boomer Randomness.